6:31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The student who pleaded guilty in a metro area school shooting testified against his former friend who is on trial in the case. CPR's Allison Sherry has more on the 2019 STEM school shooting in Highlands Ranch.
Defense attorneys representing Devin Erickson have argued that he didn't mean to kill anyone inside the classroom 2 years ago, that it was an accident and the gun went off when students rushed him. But the testimony Tuesday by Alec McKinney turned that on its head. McKinney says the two had talked about school shootings for weeks.
One day the plan sort of shifted into the idea of a school shooting when we were in his car one day, and it was kind of more serious, like he was thinking about it and I was also considering it as well.
McKinney pleaded guilty for his role in the shooting and is serving time. Erickson faces 48 criminal charges, including first-degree murder. The shooting killed one student and injured 8 others. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
That trial in Castle Rock continues today. A new survey in Colorado Springs asked residents about their interactions with police. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The survey asks questions about trust in the police department, accountability for officers, and racial profiling. Questions include, have you ever felt that you were stopped by a CSPD officer just because of your race or ethnicity? And are CSPD officers respectful during interactions with the public? The questionnaire is part of the department's partnership with Transparency Matters, a consulting firm hired earlier this year to conduct an assessment of the use of force. The survey is open through June 25th. It can be completed online or at any police substation in the city. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Some of the questions on the next Colorado ballot could look a little different. Under a bill that passed the state legislature Tuesday, when voters consider tax cuts, they'll also read about how those cuts could affect services. Here's Democratic State Senator Dominic Moreno.
What are you going to cut? What are you going to reduce from government services? That is valid information that voters should have as well.
The ballot language will include the programs that could be helped or hurt, along with their effects on people in different income brackets. Colorado has mostly sunny skies and rising temperatures over the next couple of days, in the 90s mostly, along the Front Range. This is CPR News.